Let's let Liberty County School Board regular meeting Tuesday, March 5th, 2019 begin. First, we need a motion for Mr. Petty to call in on the phone. We have a motion. Motion, Ms. Tina, second, Ms. Dawn.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Okay, we got you on the phone, and I'm gonna mute you on this side, okay? Or do you want to mute on your side so you can interrupt if you need to? Okay.
Next is prayer and pledge. Prayer led by Mr. David, and Ms. Tina's gonna lead a pledge.
Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for bringing us all out tonight. Thank you for these young people. Lord, we look forward to listening to what they can do and just show the things that they're learning. Thank you for the teachers and staff. Thank you for being with us, keeping us safe, Lord. We pray that we'll continue to take action to keep our kids and our staff safe. Thank you for us living in Liberty County and the benefits that we have, Lord. And let us never take for granted the good things that we have here at home. We give you praise and glory. Be with us and guide us and direct us. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, item number two, recognition and presentation.
Hold on just one second, please. Okay, go ahead.
Item A, Hosford's Oars Performance.
Ms. Jessie, are you here?
Yes, Ms. Miranda's got something.
Ms. Miranda? All right, Ms. Miranda? All right,
so we were asked to kind of do a little bit that we've been working on for Music in Our Schools Month. This group, we got two different groups that are going to do something real quick for you. We've got some fourth graders from our level one org that they do some org arrangements and some recorder stuff. And then we're going to do a little something with our fifth and sixth grade org group. So we're going to start with recorders first.
Ms. Brenda, can you get them to introduce themselves if you would?
I sure will. You want to tell them who you are?
I'm Zane Hart.
All right.
I'm Ashton Keever.
I'm Miley Hayes. I'm Connor.
All right, thank you guys. They actually, with the recorders, we're using a new program this year that Rachel and I collaborated on called Be a Recorder Star. And it's a really awesome program. It definitely gives them a better understanding of counting rhythms and applying the music and more than just necessarily memorizing a song on the recorder, and they've done really, really good with it. So we're going to do we're going to start with Indian chant, and then we'll...
Bluetooth is connected.
Got my fancy speaker. Y'all are just missing out on the microphone part. I wear it all the time. Jessie has her own theme song when she walks in.
I'm sure our parents have heard this rendition several times.
Yes.
Brandon Doobie said he'll fill in if you want,
sure. Yeah. Oh, we ain't got a thing.
And I know people probably think I'm on my phone all the time, but I got my whole music library. So we live off this
thing. Take your time.
Thank you.
actually one of the pieces that all of fourth grade will do next week at the Tropicana Performance. We just pulled a small group here for tonight, and we actually even have Connor McSpadden will be on the drums, so that'll be great. All right, I'm going to let the ones sit down that aren't in this next one. We have, yes, we just need Ashton and a fella up here. Now, one of the things that I use in my classroom for assessment is Recorder Karate, and even though we have their Recorder Star book that we use the Recorder Karate for assessments, and that's once they've learned certain notes, they are challenged to learn a certain piece, and then they play it for me, and there's different belts that they can get. You see the belts on their recorders that they take much pride in, and these two are actually the furthest along in the program right now for this point in the year. Ashton's lacking one test from his black belt, and Abella's only lacking two, so they're both very, very close. Program that we're able to do through 21st Century. They stay after school on those days and they come to me and we work on furthering what they're doing in the classroom, and then sometimes even, you know, we add in other fun stuff that we're not able to get to in the classroom. So I've been very thankful for 21st Century being able to provide that for us this year. All right, and this next group is going to play a little tune. I'm not going to tell you what it is. We're going to see how many people can figure it out. If Mr. Day doesn't figure it out, I'm going to be insulted. Thank you.
guys know that song?
It was a song by Journey. Huh?
Yes. Yes. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Miss Miranda, Miss Miranda, will you tell them how we get these instruments?
Oh, yes, I forgot to mention that. So we've been super blessed this year. Cassie found some great grants through the Donors Choose, and over the Christmas holidays, whenever everybody else was off, and she found they were doing a 10 times your amount that you wanted to raise. It's like if you were going for $1,000, and you got 10 times that. So at least probably about $4,000 of it she spent on music instruments. So everything over here is new except for just one of these metallophones we didn't have before. And we were having the hardest time at Orff. We'd even split it into two groups because we didn't have enough instruments for everybody. But now the fifth and sixth grade group is huge, and we have enough for everybody to be on an instrument. So it's really been a blessing. And then also, Rachel and I both just collaborated on a percussion grant that we got through Chipola. So we're working on getting some bucket drums. Mm-hmm. Sounds as fun as a recorder, doesn't it? And we're going to start working on that soon. So we got a lot of good things going on.
Fantastic. Y'all doing a great job.
Good job.
Thank y'all for coming.
Thank y'all again.
Next, we're going to take a couple minute break, recess here, about a couple minutes. All right, we're fitting to get started back. Next is item C, new high school update.
Greg? We were in the middle of a fishing story right here. Greg Kelly, Clemens Rutherford and Associates. It's good to be here tonight and see everybody again. I wanted to give you a quick update on the high school, the progress there. We finished the design, submitted it to Culpeper last Friday. It's got all the deferred items that were on the value engineering list. It's got all the hurricane enhancement upgrades and everything included in it. We got it to them. They are pricing, and we will be back on the 19th for a special board meeting to review, go over everything, look at pricing, everything. But it's on the street being bid right now. So if you've got any questions, we will gladly answer pertaining to that. What else you got?
That's it.
You know, it's sweet music. Our ear is coming back to what we originally wanted,
yeah,
that we thought we'd lost here for a while.
It is so seldom that we are spending time adding something back to a project. I mean, usually we're cutting it. We're spending time cutting it and value engineering it down, but it's so seldom, especially an amount like $6 million. So this is great, guys. We want to commend y'all. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we got to listen to it at the restaurant up there. So y'all get paid. Y'all ain't load the dirt, and y'all just get paid. I'm not ready for that to be over with.
I hear you about that.
Yeah, I know you hear
it'll
too.
It'll be something else after that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be something else.
Also, at the workshop on the 19th, we'll go over the details and any board questions and all that. And then immediately following, we'll do the vote.
We'll look at you deferred, Mr. Summers, and see what we can put back in, which you have most of that already.
Okay.
All this stuff we deferred from the first go-around, we can go back and add.
Our plan is to have all that spelled out so we can go through it quickly, and you can look at it. If there's questions, we've got time to talk about it.
We have
thorough. It's all there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we close.
Real close, guys.
Good deal.
Thank y'all.
Yes, sir.
Thank
y'all for coming.
Thank y'all.
Yes,
sir. Kyle, thank you for coming.
Next is item number 3, public comment. I don't think we had any. Next is item number 4, superintendent's monthly report. Mr. Summer?
Yeah, I got just two things. One before that, it's so good when we have our young people to come in because that brings us all back to ground zero while we're here. That's fantastic. We all enjoy that. Two things. One has to do with money. And we're after some more money. The legislature started today, as you all probably know, and because of the hurricane, they're asking for districts to send in anything really that has to do with security or safety, any requests. And we have submitted one today. Mary did a lot of the groundwork. Kudos to Mary. But we submitted it today asking for the money to build the new cafeteria down at Toller. And of course, if we put in there a lot of good stuff about it, would be a more rooms to house folks from out of district. You've got a copy up there, I believe. Okay. And so if you look at it and have a question about it later on, holler at me. Well, we'll get it in all, who knows? We just threw our hat out there. I'm sure there'll be dozens of requests. But since we are the shelter site for so many people, maybe they'll look our way. And we threw security and all in there too. So you'll see a little bit of that. Our representative, Paul Zabashir, is no longer our representative. He's in wherever he moved up to. We don't have one until the next election coming up pretty quick. Brad Drake, who is really represents Jackson County and all those, been in conversation with him. And he's going to represent us. He's going to get with Bill, I understand, with Bill Mumford, and give us the best shot we can do. So keep our fingers crossed, pray hard. Who knows what we might come out of there with. A reminder about the March 19th workshop at 4:30, immediately followed by our special board meeting to vote on getting us up and running. One other thing, it also has to do with money, and it has to do with teacher instructional and non-instructional salary. Previously, this board approved, it was really a two-year deal to catch us up on teacher salary. But in that mix, there was a, let me let Sheila talk about it real quick. Sheila, if you will, explain to her what happened.
Yes, sir. At this time, we're ready to take care of the laws to increase wages for last year, the 17-18. We took care of this year. We were able to take the 17-18, 18-19. Increase because it was a settlement for 2 years that the board agreed to, and now it's time for us to take care of the lost increased wages for last year. So the total amount will be about $110,000, including instructional and non-instructional together. So that's our game plan for April. That's what we're aiming for April. We will pay retro, and then with the remainder of the checks, it will be spread out.
No action at this meeting. We're just talking about it. When we come together at our special meeting, we'll probably tack that on there, but there'll be time during that workshop for any questions. I'd also like, if we could have Leonard, our representative, to be here. He's telling us we've got to do it. We don't have a choice. We're subject to legal action if we don't. But if he can be here, I'd like for him to be here.
We're sure ready.
But that's what we agreed to do, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We're not changing anything.
No, we're just agreed that this time.
Okay.
Then we just want to discuss it and then make sure that, we're all done.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everybody's clear on it.
Okay. Right. And understand how much and all that.
Right. That covers me, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Next item number 5, addition and correction to the agenda. I don't think there is any. Next is item 6, need a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion,
Ms. Tharp. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number 7. We're going to approve the minutes. First one is A. Need a motion to approve the October 17th, 2018 emergency board meeting. Meet minutes. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second, Mr. Morse. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Second is Need a motion to approve the minutes for the October 19th, 2018 school board meeting. October 19th, 2008 school board meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Morris. Second, Ms. Tharp. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item C. Need a motion to approve the minutes from the October 25th, 2018 special board meeting. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item D. Need a motion to approve November 6, 2018 school board meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And people want to know, why did we run this tape recorder? Well, those last four meetings were all recorded, and I got to listen to them again. Go ahead.
We didn't have power half of them.
Right.
Or internet.
We relied on batteries.
Right. Next item, number eight, consent item. Need a motion to approve the following principal report for February 2019, financial statement for February 2019. We have no budget amendments and bills and payroll for February 2019. Have a motion?
No.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item B. Need a motion to approve out of field teachers. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number C. Need a motion to approve the agreement between the Liberty County School Board and Panhandle Education Consortium for the in-service add-on endorsement of East Hall. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item D. We need a motion to approve the District English Language Learners Plan for 2019 through 2021 school year. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Tharp. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item number E. Need a motion to approve the personnel consent table for March 5th, 2019. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion?
I'd like to recuse myself from voting on the first maintenance one position.
All right. Mr. Ron Flowers. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Flowers thing in there.
Give me the first and who made the motion and second again, please?
Tina. And Mr. Moore.
Okay, thank you.
Next is item F. Need a motion to approve the March 5th, 2019 consent table for long term subs. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item G. Need a motion to approve the updated supplement list for the 18-19 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item H. Need a motion to approve the updated substitute teachers list for the 18-19 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Do we ever take anybody off of this list?
They do. Yeah, we have to go through it all along. Yeah. They'll leave their jobs. Yeah, they come on.
Okay.
Unless they call a request.
Charge of crime.
Do what?
They've been charged with something, you know, criminal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we approved one of every board meeting just about.
Well, because we need them. We add them.
Like it's usually we're adding one or two at a time, and that's the problem.
Come together. Health aids, all that stuff comes under subs.
Okay. All that falls under.
custodians, lunchroom.
And I'm just thinking teachers, I guess, that's why.
Bus drivers.
Need more of them too.
Bus driver, anybody that serves.
Well, I'm just wondering, I give that you sub this, that you sub this.
Almost every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's all.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number 9. Need a motion to approve reimbursement of travel expenses to the parent guardian of a student for the transporting their child to school and home. I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. I have a
second.
Mr. Moore, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number 10, board policy items. None. Next is item number 11, board member items. Anybody got any concerns?
We're still going as fast as we can, trying to get our athletic fields up. Made a lot of progress, still got a ways to go.
I did hear that I was told the scoreboard for the baseball field will be in the next day or two.
It's in.
It's here.
It's here. We unloaded this morning at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. They were supposed to call me back on that.
Softball and baseball.
And you?
Brand new with Jessica.
Hey, here's the one thing I got, Mr. Duke. If you want me to go ahead.
Yeah.
I've been approached by some people that are in charge of some grants for one's called the Guardian Grant. It's $50,000 that is available to pay into the payroll of, say, Mr. Darrell Johnson. No. And another one is a grant there for hardening of a school, $100,000 grant. All this was put on hold when the election come through. Now the governor has reopened it because so many people have came in and said, hey, you know, we didn't really get a chance at this with everything that's went on with a hurricane and all. I've got a few highway patrols that have approached me about it, and they're going to give me the information to contact people and all the paperwork and everything. So that's $150,000.
Yeah.
Oh, we can.
You said for like general position,
it'll
like
pay,
safety, and
well, I'd pay $50,000 towards that.
Okay.
So a couple $1,000 extra hit payroll paid, you can do something else with the payroll. Hardening of school and.
I think y'all voted against the Guardian program.
Yeah. We're not going, start the Guardian program in Liberty County anytime soon, unless the board proves otherwise. It came up that arming teachers.
That's right.
But it could be once you get details.
It's a different slot of what I understand, where it's paid to a payroll of one of the officers that's already here that we pay.
I'll be interested to see.
I mean, it's worth checking into.
No doubt.
And then you said the other one is for hardening the school.
For extra hardening of the schools. It's $100,000.
So would that be something used for the high schools?
Existing facilities or new?
Yeah, that's
right. Well, he probably don't know.
I don't know the answer yet. I'm getting information on it.
Get the information.
It's $100,000.
Greg, look at it.
Yeah. School, whether it be Toll or Hosford here.
We maxed out on what the state gives us.
Yeah, this has been reopened, so. We don't ask, we won't receive.
I agree.
You're right.
You'll let us know when you find out something.
I will.
Anybody else? Any closing comment?
Emergency item? No.
13, no emergency items. Need a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Ms. Thorne, second. Ms. Flower? Motion to meet to adjourn.
We've got one loss. We're like 5 or 6 and 1. Yeah, we didn't play real well last time.
Okay.
I was out there for a little while and we win. I said, I'm going to win.